We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We got a chance today to show them who we are in front of the world.
Looking deep, has a man wide open. Touchdown.
Touchdown for Jacksonville.
Touchdown, Jags!
You're listening to Down by the Bank, a Jacksonville Jaguars podcast with Corey, Derek, and JK3.
All right, welcome to Down by the Bank, affiliated with the Blue Wire Podcast Network. This is Corey.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Derek.
What's up, y'all? It's JK3.
All right, what'd you all do for New Year's? Anything exciting? Anything fun? I know, JK3, you had tons of stories with some happenings and craziness.
I went to the bank and got that dub.
Oh, that's right. That was the day before. I forgot. Yeah, that's true.
Started my New Year's Eve off right, man. Right, 26-0.
Yeah, that was pretty intense. I was also there, and Jags fans really came out, I felt like. I mean, I really thought, because the traffic was non-existent getting down there, it's the fastest
I've
made it to the stadium.
I was so scared that, I mean, because I usually leave early. I get there way earlier than you guys, obviously, for tailgating.
Yeah. But
when I was, I slid down there. I'm talking like I left my house. And I got there in literally 20 minutes, and I was terrified that it was going to be a crap game.
Yeah, I thought it would be completely empty, and it was actually really good. And honestly, like, usually we have a lot of away fans around us. There was only a couple Panthers fans, and they were very quiet, obviously.
Yeah.
So that was interesting and very different. But yeah, so that was really surprising. I don't know. I guess I had a little bit more... I accumulated more faith once that game started, seeing everybody there. Supporting the team. So
Derek,
that was
pretty
cool.
Derek, what time did you go to bed on New Year's Eve?
Yeah. The like 9:30, 10 o'clock, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. Couldn't make it. I was up all day, a barbecued, smoked, you know, burnt ends, all kind of stuff from like 6 a.m. on. I was dead. I was so dead. I was sitting there like, man, I should, you know, stay up. Had a bunch of people over, you know, we're vibing. I'm like, I'm going to bed, bro. No way. Can't make it. So, you know, I'm not like you,
what,
man.
An animal.
You know, y'all pick at me, you know, for the age thing. The age gap ain't even that big. And, you know, Joker's out here, you know, with all this energy. I just, nah.
Derek watched his stories and then went to bed.
As the world turns.
Yeah, definitely don't watch that. Don't listen to either one of them. I don't watch that crap. Never have, never will. You know, the one thing I will say, that when you live in an NFL city and your team is doing well, it's just every holiday when the season's going, you get like that renewed burst of energy to watch the game, go to the games.
Sure.
You have people over, you know, and I heard that too. Everybody was saying so much traffic because, you know, we didn't go. You know, we actually gave my tickets to a good friend of mine because he's just, you know, he wanted to take his little girl. Shout out to Cruiser and his little girl, Frankie, for going her first Jag game. But yo, yeah, man. But no, it's definitely just a just the overall good feeling. Now, lately, they've been, you know, pissing us off. But, you know, just being in, you know, the holidays and everything and the fact that they're in contention and, you know, it's winding down. Wish we would have the division wrapped up. But, you know, the last game here, which we'll talk about in a minute with Tennessee, it's just a great feeling. It's a great time. And I know a few people that are going up there for the game.
Yeah.
Flying up tomorrow on Saturday. It's supposed to be cold and wet and rainy. But I think, you know, we won't do predictions yet, but I have a good feeling about it. Some people don't have a good feeling. You know, Arden Key, I guess, came out and made some comments, man, and broke his personal sack record. Congratulations, Arden. You broke 4.5 sacks or whatever it was. So I appreciate you, you know, what you did last year, but you're not on the team anymore. So you can, you know, go kick rocks as far as I'm concerned.
Dude, you were talking about like the Jags over the holidays and like what it's like. And, you know, we didn't record, you know, after the, on the New Year's Eve, or excuse me, the Christmas Eve,
the Bucks,
against the Bucks, you know, it was a crappy game. No reaction, just crap. But leading up to that, man, I did a little bit of, I had a couple days off and decided to go to some of these Instagram like stores and things that I've seen like popping up around that sell like the vintage merch and everything else like that. And man, these young kids got way more money than I do. That like, bro, it's insane how much a starter jacket, you know, costs right now. You know, I wanted to get something to wear or for Sunday, or no, I wanted to get something to wear to this game, because I knew it was going to be a little cold. So, you know, did my due diligence and try to go around and try to find something, because I've seen it everywhere. And I was thinking that it was probably like Salvation Army, you know, Goodwill prices. Was I wrong? Oh my God. Was I wrong? Corey, I mean, I know that you've got, a roommate at your house that's in the vintage and the thrift stuff. Like,
daughter. I don't know about roommate. Are we trying to keep it confidential and privacy or something?
Like, I mean,
mentioned my daughter before, but yeah, no, she's, but that's the thing, is that she used to find stuff at Goodwill and these places like Jack stuff, but she doesn't find anything anymore. And I think it's these people that go, and don't they like scoop it up? And
these people
They scour the Facebook marketplace constantly. They probably got back doors at Goodwill. Who would have thought that you'd be backdooring something at Goodwill?
Dude, it's insane. make your buck. I'm all about, you know, everyone getting their dollars and getting their bag and everything else like that. But man, like I'm looking at a jacket right now that I have, that I got off of a yard sale.
That.
I'm just saying. I might have to put this thing in my will.
you have to stay strapped, because they're gonna come break in, bro.
Hey, man, we don't want, no. Please don't.
The way they go, they might come with the heat.
But some of the jerseys, man. Some of the jerseys that I saw, like a Greg Jones jersey from the, like, when we transitioned from like the jerseys that had the really good jerseys that we loved, like back in the day with like Mark Brunell, those jerseys, when we transitioned over to that like weird teal jersey with those like lines that came down here. Yeah, that were like literally had nothing. Like that Greg Jones jersey is going for $75. Who's buying that?
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's insane, man.
What's a Matt Jones going for these days?
Who knows?
I have a Matt Jones.
You do? Oh, well, because your last name. So, yeah, probably. But is it the one that has M dot Jones, or is it just Jones?
It has M dot Jones.
There's a couple of Joneses been on there. Keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, I have Zay Jones from this season. Too bad I freaking cursed him. But
it's all your fault, yeah. Corey.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we've seen that, though. I mean, let me ask you a question about the merch stuff, though. Those vendors that are on the like the path to the stadium when you go park, when I go park near Jaguar Food Mart or whatever. We were looking at some of those. It really seems like the ones that even look authentic have a bunch of fake stuff there.
But no, really, it is not, all of those aren't, they, if they are authentic, it's, you know, whatever, how they got them. But a lot of them aren't, you know, think about it. You can go to Alibaba right now, I bet, and probably find some stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Might find some Lever Torrance jerseys or something like that.
Lever Torrance. Lever Torrance.
So,
Lever Torrance.
So I don't know, man.
I think I would buy that.
Kind of Lever Torrance might be wrong, man. Yeah. Let me get that Lever Torrance. 61.
That's a way cooler name.
Lever Torrance.
There's some of them though too that aren't fake, but they have like a bunch of like you can tell they're real, but it's a bunch of like old Reebok stuff. Like, where do they get this stuff from?
You know, and that's why I don't know where that is either, because there's a place in the avenues that I saw that just recently popped up. And I walked in there and I'm like, where did they find like a storage unit with all the, because it was not just the Jags, it was like all 32 teams.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where did you get this from? Like, where did you find this? And it's like, you got it at today's price. Like, this is literally when Reebok had the NFL contract and it said like NFL equipment, and you're charging like $99 for this jersey, sir. No.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Dude, and stuff.
That guy in the avenues, he had, I don't know how he found them, but he, like, if you ever go into like, like the Jaguars building or like any of their front offices, and they've got those big, huge like paintings that like actual artists have done for them. He had some of those and he was like charging $3,000 for them. And it was just something that had like, he had got, I don't know where he gotten them from or anything else like that, but I'm thinking, man, this would be a great piece to add to the man cave. But for at three stacks, there's no way. Like, I don't understand. And it's right next. I don't know how he's paying the rent there, but man, it's insane.
Look, for example, right? Alibaba right now, I just Googled Trevor Lawrence Jaguar jersey for 50 pieces or greater, you know, 50 item. It's $8.97 per jersey. Now, they definitely ripped off, you know, the picture, the photo work from Nike and the other sites that sell it, NFL Shop. But the Nike emblem and all the other emblems on the jerseys are gone in the picture. Okay, so they're just, you know, they're just selling a teal jersey with, they got ETN, James Robinson, Gardner Minshew, and Trevor Lawrence. And so for 50 pieces or more, it's $8.97 per jersey. So you wait.
$8.97?
Yeah, you wait a month for it to ship over here from China, and then you press it up, make it look nice. Maybe that's why it got Reebok logo, because they might have found some Reebok stickers or something. Ironed them on there, got some hangers, got a ticket.
Moral of the story is, man, the vintage, like from now on, I've just got to go with the new stuff that comes out every summer. And then in September, October, when they drop the cold gear, like that's it. That's just what I'm after.
I think we got to connect with that, don't we?
We may.
We may.
Yeah. We may.
We're love the shady stuff. That's shady. Hey, one thing I'll note also, because we noticed it. I only noticed this halfway through the season to now. And again, maybe it correlates with us being successful. They're crowding out Saxophone Man down there. Like, they are smushing him in now. There's all these tables selling like pickled eggs and
is he still there, mixed though?
Drinks. He is, but he's like shoved in. Like, there's all these people that are in that space.
Oh, working his corner.
Yeah. And he's got Venmo now and QR codes to donate. It's not just cash anymore. So I thought that was interesting. Good on whoever,
they modernized them.
Yeah. But they're, go walk over there. They're crowding him in now. I mean, it's kind of a shame.
Is that by the what's the lawyer? There's a lawyer in town that owns like a house over there. What's it called? Yeah. Like the Duval House or something?
Yeah, it's over there. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's under the bridge or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, you see all these cops everywhere and you got like these little tables next to Saxophone Man selling mixed drinks and stuff. And you know, they're not checking ID. There's like no way. So we got fake merchandise. We got alcohol getting sold from like
homemade drugs. What a time to be alive in Duval County.
That's how you know the team's good.
And the parking. The parking is through the roof.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if you saw, but the F Around and Find Out guys upgraded. They have the Jags logo on those shirts now. Oh, there is no way that's allowed. They're right outside the stadium selling F Around and Find Out, and it has the Jags logo now. That's crazy.
You watch that shirt one time, it's going to disintegrate.
I told you, Amelia, or sorry, my roommate bought one of those prints a month ago, and he wears it only at home because I won't let him take it outside.
Does it have a bacon neck yet?
It's rest stop quality t-shirts. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty.
Get a rash from wearing them. Wash it one time, and this mysterious rash shows up on your wrist.
yeah, exactly. But anyway, so,
Pro Bowl came out.
Pro Bowl, yeah.
So, Josh Allen, the long snapper. Forgive me, I can't think of his name. Don't know why. Just
what? In my head too. How could you not? The best player, first ballot,
literally
long snapper. I don't even know what number he wears, but Ross Madison.
Yeah, I don't know his name either, to be honest with you. So sorry.
I don't know how PFF grades this, but he's got like the top grade of a long snapper in like PFF, and like he's one of the highest rated special teams players. And the only play that I can remember that he made was when he had the fumble. He had the fumble recovery. He had a fumble recovery in one of the games this year. Like, it was like a scoop. He laid the hit and actually had the fumble recovery.
Maybe so that
put him over from Gramal Jagnew for being the special teams player.
What was Trevor Lawrence's name again on Alibaba?
Lever Torrance.
I want to buy that now. I'm going to look for that. Even if they don't have that, I'm going to custom make that. What was Jamal Agnew? What was it?
I can't even pronounce it again. Yeah,
that was a good one. I'll go back.
Amal Jagnew.
Amal Jagnew. Amal Jagnew, cool. Bro. Hey, there's someone out there named Amal Jagnew. That's a good one. That's a good one. But then Josh Allen. Who's had the biggest week ever of a Jaguar. I mean, he set the record, for sacks in a season, and then also second Pro Bowl. Like, that's insane.
You know, this is what we've been waiting for him too, is this type of season. And you see what happens. Like, I look at his production and I'm like, outstanding. He's going to get paid. I don't know what's going to happen in offseason, if we're going to have to tag him, if Balky's going to screw it up, which that's another episode for another time. But look at the other side.
Yeah.
In what world did we would think that Trayvon Walker was going to have 9 sacks, could possibly get double-digit sacks for the season?
Yeah.
There's not a soul on this earth, let alone a Jags fan in Duval, that thought he was going to get 10 sacks. We would hoped and wished he would get 10 sacks, but you couldn't confidently say that he was on he's going to get 10 sacks this year.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen's going to almost lead the league, if not be very close. Don't even try, okay? We were all begging for pass rushers in the offseason. We didn't get them. Yeah, you know, Balky got bailed out or whatever, but we didn't think this was going to happen. So I think it's just infectious what he's done to that defensive line. Now, in the middle, they still need to sew that up and get going, but we shut someone out. When's the last time the Jags have shut someone out? Don't mention, like, 2017, because it might have happened then. But or it may not have even happened then. When's the last time we shut someone out?
We almost got shut out by the 49ers a couple weeks ago. No.
You got to bring up painful stuff.
I can't remember. But I mean, they were talking about it. As bad as Carolina is, there hasn't been another team that has shut them out. And I think the week before we were talking about, or we were in a group text, we were talking about how Bryce Young may, you know, be on, because he threw for like over 300 yards, you know, last week against the Packers. At home. So I was expecting something completely different from the defense. I wasn't expecting a complete game. I wasn't expecting, for CJ to come in, and really be productive, not game managed, but he was actually productive. He was throwing the ball all over the yard with Ingram, Ridley, ETN had an insane game, as well. So I wanted him to win, But I think that was definitely what the doctor ordered after, you know, a four-game losing streak. I think the only, you know, silver lining to that four-game losing streak is that all four of the teams that you lost to or that we lost to, you know, could potentially make the play or, yeah, could make the, or are going to make the playoffs now that I'm thinking about it or looking at it. One team may be out. But, you know, those are all, those are four good teams that you, you know, that you lost against. And then, you know, to make it up against the Panthers is exactly what they needed. You need to go in, dominate on all sides of the ball, beat a, beat a bad team. And, you know, really, hopefully, you know, the momentum starts to build from here. You know, the momentum of we're healthy now, or we're getting healthy back, getting back healthy, excuse me. You know, so with Trevor, you know, he's still, I think the decision is going to be made for him tomorrow if he's going to play or not. I think they need him. You know, I think, with Zay is progressing, Christian Kirk is progressing. So this team could be, you know, taking a step in the right direction to probably be full strength if they win on Sunday, you know, and heading into the wild card game.
Hey, Derek, I pulled up Google Bard, the Google version of ChatGPT, and I asked the last time we had a shutout victory. And it says we shut out the Indianapolis Colts on September 18th, 2022, during week two of the 2022 season.
Oh,
that was pretty recent.
Yeah, that was recent. Yeah, now that I think, yeah, we did.
And then before that, November 11th, 2018, Jacksonville blanked the Colts 6-0. That's a weird score, isn't
it? That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
But that's still a long, I mean, it's still, an NFL season is like, if it's even a year ago, it's still a completely different team. Yeah. You know, but so
just the fact that when you shut teams out, it's just, it's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, it's just,
well, it's a test. On top of that, I don't know if they record this stat, but you know, all those things JK3 mentioned, what you were just saying, but also to get another team's owner to throw a drink on the fans. That shows that you really made a difference.
Look, okay, I would have jumped in the box. We would have scrapped.
You would have jumped in the box, man. That ice cube would have hit me in my eye. I would have fell down. I would have fell down every flight of step. I wouldn't have moved at all. You're two different thoughts right there. You're jumping into the box. I'm jumping down.
He got $1 billion, and you know he'll stroke a check just to get you to go away, and that's probably what he's going to do in this situation.
I would have fell down the steps so bad AEW would have been. I would have had a contract The next morning, I would have had a contract.
Good reference.
The way you sold that ice. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Speaking of that, Daly's Place this coming Wednesday, AEW is going to be in town.
Got my
everybody go. But that's funny though.
So they're getting some momentum right now heading into the playoffs. Corey, Derek, you know, what do you guys think as far as, you know, this Sunday, you know, what do we have to do? You know, to really just not, I mean, obviously beat the Titans, but, you know, what do we have to do to really kind of, you know, just propel forward? You know how some teams begin to surge into the playoffs. You know, what do you think the Jags got to show on Sunday to kind of get ready and kind of surge into hopefully a wild card game?
If they don't turn the ball over, they're going to win. Don't turn the ball over. Don't turn it over. Don't give them a short field. Don't let them up. And what I mean by that is, you know, Tennessee, they're reeling. Will Levis has been playing okay. You know, he's not lighting the world on fire like CJ Stroud was earlier in the year, but they could still be dangerous. They would love to spoil this party. Don't give them an in. They play mistake-free football. We win that game. We'll get some turnovers. Derrick Henry obviously hasn't been Derrick Henry, he's, you know, on the downside of the career, which is unfortunate because he's, you know, just an excellent back. But this is our time. You know, we've won three in a row against him. We went up there last year and took it to him. Let's do it again. Take it to him. What's the word of Derrick? Derrick Henry hadn't been the same since what's his face's big hit.
Shaq Quarterman.
Shaq Quarterman's big hit. Yeah. Hit him again. You know. Hit DeAndre Hopkins while going across the middle while you're at it. Shut him up. And because, you know, he'll be out there talking. he never shuts up. And just let them know, hey, you need to go back to the lab and rebuild the team because it's our time now. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say really quickly that if Trevor Lawrence is going to play, I think a big thing would, assuming we win, that he looks really good heading into the playoffs and doesn't look like the guy that we've seen in the last prior weeks when he's been playing fumbling the ball and having those issues. I mean, to me, that seems like a huge, huge piece that we'd want to see some, positive growth.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, there. I think, and it's tough because no one wants to put the blame on him because he's such a, beloved, member of Jacksonville and, everyone loves, the quarterback. But I mean, he has been playing like crap over the last four games. That's just what it is. He has been. I think a lot of the pieces need to be on cue together. I think that's the biggest thing too, like the missed routes, the miscommunication, the fluidness in the offense. I can't recall, the person's name who mentioned it to us on Twitter, but like right before they went on, during their 5-game, win streak, some people were saying this offense still looks a little clunky. And now, going back and thinking about it, there were some things there, but, they were able to, kind of still move, clunkily through, having big wins and being able to adjust to that. And I think this team, right now isn't built to, I don't want to say they're not built to not come from behind because of what they did last year against the Chargers. And it is essentially still the same shell of a team, but I would rather them be able to come out and, play mistake free, play penalty free and play on the same page. That's what I'm pretty much looking for. I want, the offense to be, firing on all cylinders and really just someone that can, or really a team that can really just come out and just take it to them. From a defensive side of the ball as well, I think they still, need to, opportunistic, still need to go for some turnovers, still need to go, for either Levis or Tannehill, whoever's going to play. And really just, I would love for Josh Allen to go ahead and continue to stack on his sack totals, against a rival like Tennessee. I can't stand them. I hate the Titans.
There's the rivalry still burns hot for us. I know the Titans are in a down year, but we don't care. Let's make it 0-4, okay? And stomp them, grind them up, and send them home. And then we move on to play the Browns or whoever the first round. I think that's what it would look like if we win.
How crucial is Christian Kirk coming back?
Very crucial, very crucial. Parker Washington has filled in admirably, but it's just not the same. There's some option routes, different things, timing that he just doesn't have that rapport. Like Christian Kirk does with Trevor. So they'll be, that would definitely be a big boost. I hope he's okay and well enough to play. I know they wouldn't put him out there and risk, re-injury, because it's just, he's too important of a piece. But I think getting healthy at the right time. And then I was talking to some friends this past weekend, Cam Robinson, I think really sets the tone. I think Cam Robinson is more important to this team than people realize because I think he brings an attitude that they so desperately need. Stop getting pushed around up front. A lot of Trevor's problems are because he's getting a little bit skittish because we couldn't block anybody. And Cam Robinson's probably looking down the line like, look, y'all got to deal with me in the locker room if he gets touched. Like, come on, let's go. Something, I don't know. But they kind of lost their identity. And hopefully they get it back. They got it back. They got back on track last week. Get healthy. I know it's still, towards the end of the season. So all the guys are nicked up, banged up, hurt, tired. But this is when we need to go on a stretch because you got teams out there that are hungry. Okay. Chiefs are stumbling. Baltimore, Dalvin Cook. Oh my God. That don't even want to think about that. This whole old Dalvin's wash, what is with people thinking just because he didn't get let go in Minnesota because he was washed. He got let go in Minnesota because they have cap problems. And he went to the Jets. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. They already have Brett Hall. So it just wasn't a good fit. Dalvin Cook is not washed. If he gets going, that's a problem. And it's just unfortunate that he plays for the Ravens. But that could be later on down the line. We'll see. We all, you know, hope for the best for the team. But one game at a time, Tennessee's right here. We got to go up there. Let's just take it to them. Don't turn the ball over. Fly back down and get ready for a home playoff game. Forget the scenarios. There's like three or four different scenarios. If the Steelers win or tie, or if you have Pittsburgh loses to the Ravens and the Broncos lose to the Raiders, and the Colts versus Texans end in a tie, you know, if they lose, you know, there's all kind of things. You can look them up, but basically we just need to win. Forget that last wild card spot, you know, for things to happen. No, we just need to win and we're in.
Yeah. I think a lot of the, you know, this game is, to me, it's pretty big because it's like, you know, all of 2023, you know, it's pretty much leaning up on this game because we could have had the division locked up, you know, kind of way earlier. And I think that, you know, one of the goals that you need to check off, you know, as far as, you know, making it, you know, into, you know, the playoffs is, you know, obviously is probably, you know, probably 1B, but I think 1A is winning your division. So if they can win the division back to back, you know, that just speaks to just another tremendous coaching job that, you know, Doug and team have done of winning the division and, you know, basically the AFC South having to come through Jacksonville. You know, which I don't know if it's going to be like that next year because of the promise that, you know, the Texans and, you know, the Colts have shown. But I think that, you know, number one, you know, winning the division and winning the AFC South, you know, would be just an actual, you know, just a tremendous accomplishment. If they lose this game on Sunday, it would be, you know, a disaster of a season. Like yeah. You went on these just outstanding. Crazy? Yeah. It's night and day. Like if they lose on Sunday, man, it, you know, then we're up to the mercy of, you know, if this team loses and this team wins, you know, all this other thing. And then, you know, we have to eventually, we'll probably go on the road as a wild card, depending on all of the mathematical equations and things like that. But it's just crazy how, you know, this game coming down to, you know, our rival. Again, that's how it was last year. Last year, it was a win and you're in. This year, again, win and you're in. And, you know, and I'm glad that it's coming down to it. But it's also one of those games, man, where it's like, where on Sunday, you know, I'm going to probably be locked in, probably not just literally just sitting here on pins and needles because this is the beginning of the playoffs. And like every game from here on out is, you know, a playoff game, essentially. Like if you don't win on Sunday, you know, you're up to the mercy. And then if you make it in to the tournament, it's win or go home, you know, from there. And you're going to be getting the best shot from four other teams that are, it's good, man. Like, I'm glad they're in this position right now, but I'm also a little afraid.
And we'll see. We will see, definitely. One last thing, you know, just to mention is think about how high we were as a fan base, the team was. And think about how low they got, losing four or five straight, four straight, and just how the NFL works because, man, we should, the fact that Houston and Indy kept losing with us,
yeah,
this could have swung so many directions, and we would be sitting there with our thumbs, you know, like, what happened? The fact that they're even in this position is still incredible, so I'm excited for the journey and excited for the, you know, the narrative and how this is going to play out. And I think that, you know, it's there for the taking for them. They just need to go grab it. And I'm just hoping that they just, you know, like I said, just don't even make it close. Just go beat them. Beat them up. They have that ability. They've proven it. They can do it. Just go beat them. And then we just get on the plane, come home, rest up, and get ready for another game. But that's just kind of how I look at it. There's no, you know, oh, we need to look at, you know, can they run the ball and, you know, Calvin Ridley, you know, da-da-da-da-da, and and all this other stuff. No, just go win a stinking game. One more thing too, before we go, didn't we have like, there were a few players that got some milestones you were talking about? Was it, ETN?
Yeah, ETN. I don't know. I don't have the exact, the stats, and that's my bad for, you know, not being prepared with it. But I know ETN, has got a couple of milestones right now that, you know, he could, which is going to probably be an extra motivation. Some of those guys are going to have incentives, you know, attached with these certain milestones as well. So, you know, I know Ridley's got a milestone that's coming up. I know ETN, has got one. Foyer, you know, he can continue to lead the NFL in tackles for the third straight year, which is insane. Don't understand how that guy's not a first ballot, all pro or first ballot, like, you know, going into the Pro Bowl. I literally don't get that. The casual NFL fan does not know who Foyer Oluokun is, and it probably needs to be. I think we would have more players into the Pro Bowl, you know, and instead of them being alternates, if they hadn't gone through that 4-game losing streak. But I mean, again, Pro Bowl's kind of like individual, accolades as well. So, but I know Foyer is up there, and there's a couple other, you know, guys that could really just, you know, kind of benefit off this game too. Josh Allen can continue to make a name for himself in this historic season that he has, by setting the sack record even higher. Trayvon Walker can get to 10 sacks. So I'm sure there's probably an incentive there, you know, for him being a double digit, you know, sack guy, for us. And, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, Ingram, may have some incentives out there as well with him being a tight end and the monster year that he's having also. So, I'm just excited for the game. I think, excited but nervous. I would love for them to continue to capture that or to capture the AFC South there, in Nashville in front of some of the fans that are going. Like you said, Derek, earlier, a lot of fans going, a lot of people going from on Jack's Twitter right now. So I think that, for us, it's going to be great to be represented. And I think that, you know, as well, for us to just go up there and just win, man, just offense being on the same beat, defense continuing, to dominate and just, you know, fine tune themselves, getting ready to go into the playoffs. And then, you know, for us, let's just go ahead and, you know, be as supportive as we can. Get the W, and then, you know, hopefully next week we're talking about, you know, another wild card game, here in Duval County.
For sure. Did we hit on the Hall of Fame at all with Fred Taylor?
Oh, no. Shout out to, you know, to Freddie T. He's like, so with this Hall of Fame, he is now, so he's like, he's a finalist now. So basically he's just waiting for someone to vote him in, or for the writers to vote him in. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
How do you know anything about that process? Like, what's it go through? They all just get in the room and, you know, act like Caesar and, you know, have thumbs up, thumbs down, or like what?
I guess so. I don't know what that process looks like, but I do know this is one of the better years for him to get in. And I just feel like he was so underrated as a player. And I say not to us, but to overall the rest of the league, because, you know, he had it all: breakaway speed, power, catch the ball out of the backfield, block. And, you know, 10,000 yards in the NFL is not a easy task. So that's probably one of the hardest things to do in sports. So to me, he's deserving. And I hope they see that. And, you know, there's definitely, I won't say a bias against us, but, you know, we're just a small market team. So we just get that kind of, you know, crap into the stick from a lot of media. So hopefully that's overlooked, because, you know, we're a legitimate NFL city and team that has, you know, a good team that can do some things for a long time. But, you know, those factors shouldn't even matter when it comes to putting someone in the Hall. But unfortunately, it does, because that's just, you know, those things always come up. You know, well, he didn't get in because he played for the Jags. Had he played for the, no. Okay, it doesn't matter. They're one of the 30. The Jags are one of the 32. He belongs in, and that's just the bottom line and the story, in my opinion.
you also have these journalists that are obviously, you talk about bias. I mean, it is bias because most of these journalists have a bad perception of Jacksonville. So it's almost like that system kind of sucks to begin with.
And I got a bad perception of a lot of their writing and how they do their job, but that's a different story.
Exactly.
But as far as, you know, one of our longtime listeners, Jason Miller, he's making his way up to Nashville as well. He shouted us out on Twitter and asked if any of us were going. You know, I wish Jason, so, you know, you make sure you yell loud for us and, you know, represent there, send us some pics, you know, on Twitter as well. So, but if anybody else that is going to the game that does happen to listen to the podcast, make sure you tag us in some of your pics. You know, we'd love, you know, to have one of us there, but too cold, too wet for me. And I'm not doing it. And plus I'm saving up all my coins to make a playoff run. So, you know, hopefully if that does happen, you know, I'll be there, but, final thoughts, guys.
I have no coin. Yeah, thanks. All my playoff money went to the thing that heats up your water in the garage.
Call being a responsible adult.
Yeah, forget all that.
But final thoughts, guys?
Just rack up debt. Don't worry about cash.
No, absolutely not.
Really quick, too, on the final thoughts piece, did you see Kevin Brown tweeted us as well and said, time to drop a more encouraging podcast? So
we got
to play a more encouraging game, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So anyway, but thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But no, final thoughts for me. I'm excited to I'm excited if we win, and if we lose, that's gonna suck really bad.
Yeah. So. Definitely will. But no, we appreciate everyone that listens. Please, you know, drop us those 5-star reviews. We love, you know, hearing you guys' opinions. Please share your thoughts. JK3 always does a great job with social media, responding to you guys on Twitter, making sure that we're all just connected together. We're all, you know, one fan base. I want our team to take home this division, and let's get into the playoffs. So, Corey, JK3, and myself, Derek, down by the bank, again, affiliated with the Blue Wire Network, we are signing off, and I hope to talk to you guys soon.